Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9.05 on the clock. We got some fun stuff lined up this hour. Mm-hmm. Good stories, that ain't right stories. We're also going to touch on some local events in the area for Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And we're going to grab ourselves a turkey qualifier.
That's right.
Thanks to our friends at Quality Foods IGA. We'll mm-hmm. be getting a turkey qualifier with some turkey trivia coming up. Listen for that. Right now, some entertainment news. And I do want to remind everybody that this Sunday, after Seth Faces the Music, you'll have the episode 3, session 3 of Director's Cut.
That's right.
Show's been gaining in popularity with every episode. We really, really, really appreciate
yeah.
that. Thank you so much, everybody. Be sure to join us every Sunday from 8 to 9 for that. You're listening to Seth Faces the Music anyway, so might
Just
as
keep
well.
Keep the radio on. Why not?
Seth, what's your theme this week?
My theme this week is, I don't know. I didn't have a chance to put a new show together this week, so I'm going to do a repeat. But I still haven't decided which one. So it's mystery show this week.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You'll have to tune in and find out which one it is.
There you go.
I counted. How many shows? I've done 43.
Nice.
Seth Faces the Music.
Nice.
I was like, how did I do that?
It's like, that's awesome,
it's
brother.
Weird. I can't believe I'm at that number.
That
wow.
is very
it's amazing.
Cool.
So I have lots to choose from.
We should mention also with Seth Faces the Music, the new feature about that, and that goes with a lot mm-hmm. of our musical shows and everything,
yep.
Our connection with Spotify now. Can you explain
That's
that?
That's correct. So I think we're still working on the details on that one,
okay.
but I've been doing the my part with it, getting everything ready and set to go with that. So on Spotify, what we're going to do is set up a playlist for each episode, and then we will insert my little, you know, in-between spots, my little liners, as they call them in the business,
mm-hmm.
and so you'll be able to basically, listen to the whole show on Spotify. You can get my stuff, plus all the music is on there. So it'll be a lot of fun. Finally, we get a chance. So if you missed the show, you have a chance. You can go listen to it somewhere else.
Yeah, and that includes all of our original content here.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the morning show, if you like Morning Magazine, if you miss an episode, we got podcasts all over at civicmedia.us. You can find all of our original shows and all the shows you hear at WFHR. Even the stuff in our afternoons, As Goes
yep.
Wisconsin, Native Roots,
mm-hmm.
all those great shows
yep.
you can catch at civicmedia.us. We're in the podcast world now, man.
It's awesome.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Getting into some other entertainment stuff right here. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I wanted to touch on Director's Cut, episode
yep.
3. So we've had some great guests.
Mm-hmm.
This episode 3, we're going to focus on our area, some of the new shows coming out,
mm-hmm.
And new movies coming out between now and the end of the year.
Yes.
And then we've got a fun thing we're going to do, Myth Takes.
Correcting Myth Takes.
Yes.
And it's hard to say.
It is. You came up with the name.
I know I did. It's like...
I won't let him let it go, everybody. I love it. He's like, we can come up with something better. I'm like, no, we got it right there. That's it. Basically, like, for example, The Wizard of Oz, there are so many stories
tied to
to the making of the movie
yeah.
and all that stuff. We're going to dissect some of those. We're going to dive
yeah.
into some of those and debunk some of them or
yep.
maybe
confirm some of them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Should be
we'll
fun.
See.
Also want to remind the audience, we take requests, and that is like if there's a movie, a book, a song, whatever you want us to check out and a review,
yeah.
we'll do
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter how old it is?
Absolutely. I don't care what the movie is.
If it's from the earliest days of silent films, we'll do it. We'll do it.
And we also want you to be a part of the show, and that means, you know, guest suggestions.
Yes.
If there's a musical act, if there's a play going on, if there's an author in the area, mm-hmm. a podcast going on. I've talked recently to some people who create games, like board games.
Oh, fascinating.
Like having them on and joining
us. Oh, that'd be great.
That's what the show's all about.
Yep.
You can email either Seth or I, James at WFHR, Seth at WFHR, and go ahead and bring you know your suggestions or reviews, any of that stuff.
Yes, exactly.
And thank you for helping the show be successful already, everybody.
Yeah.
I've got some interesting stuff happening here, and I actually pulled another story to tie into this one.
Ooh.
Some celebrities try to raise awareness about climate change by posting on social media. Some attend rallies. Some organize benefits. Most do their diligence and don't fly everywhere or these kind of things. Leo.
Wait, don't have a private jet.
Yes, yes. And then there's this, and this is interesting. So Rainn Wilson from The Office, Dwight on The Office,
mm-hmm.
pretty famous for that.
Yep.
I think that would be his most famous character. character.
I think so.
He's done a lot of work, and he's a very good actor. He's very funny. In fact, he plays Dr. Demento in the Weird Al
that's right.
documentary.
The new one that's coming
the
up.
The new movie.
Biopic, yeah.
Biopic, that's it, yeah. He just took it to another level by changing his name to Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson. That it doesn't sound like he changed it legally, which would have been even more hardcore. But he says, quote, "This is not a joke. I'm as serious as the melting Arctic, which amplifies global risks, including extreme weather events around the globe. Rainfall is trying to send a message to the COP27 climate change conference that kicks off in Egypt this week." And I know I mispronounced that. Quote, "The Arctic is melting at millions of liters per second. Yet this problem can't seem to make a name for itself. So it's up to us to make a name for it." One of the more creative ways of doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to begrudge people for trying to bring attention to the planet.
Absolutely.
I do think, though, if... Are you trying to get people who already care to care more or to keep caring, or are you trying to get new people? To me, I'm always on the fence. I'm always on the side of things where I want to get new people. I don't want to begrudge the core people that you have.
Oh, no, right.
But I would think that if you're bringing awareness to any topic, it's to bring in new people. If I'm somebody who does not care about the planet, I don't feel like this is going to do... I feel like this. I can poke holes in this right away. He's an actor. He's looking to get his name out there. He's looking for celebrityism, popularism. Now, if you know Rainn Wilson, if you've researched him at all, you know that that's not the case. Like, he's never been that guy. He's not, he's kind of like awkwardly quiet kind of thing.
But if this is the only story you hear,
right?
That's what conclusions are you going to draw?
Well, this comes after a couple months ago, Aquaman and Game of Thrones star Jason Momoa shaved off almost all of his famous locks in protest against single-use plastics. The actor took to Instagram to share a video of himself holding up his sliced-off braids as he continued to shave the sides of his head.
Wow.
He looks incredibly different, by the way. Yeah, yeah. Very different. Very handsome still.
I was going to say, he's still like the hottest guy on the planet. But other than that, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing that's interesting, and I have not heard yet, Disney has done a very good job of keeping this locked down. I don't believe that he okayed that with Disney or with the people he was under contract with. I don't think a lot of people wanted to see Aquaman without the locks.
Yeah.
And they got an Aquaman 2 that's filming like right around the corner. There's no way he's growing his hair back within time.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to go over.
Yeah.
There were some people saying that he had shaved his... And the only reason I know any of this, because there were people saying, oh, he just did it for a role. He just shaved his hair for a role. Like, because that happens all the time.
It does,
Not if you're Jason Momoa. Not if you're... Look, if you know, I've rambled about this before. I've been under contract for 3 years for a show that may never get made.
Yep.
And that was, now I've kept my hair long because I like to for casting agents and all that. And it's my closest thing to a midlife crisis. It's I couldn't afford a sports car.
Or a motorcycle.
But if I wanted to cut my hair, like that contract's gone. And not
you've breached it. Yep.
That may not be a big deal to some, maybe even to me.
Yeah.
But every time I go in for a role and they're about to cast me, that comes up. That's on my resume. So chances are I'm probably not. If it's, it is always by the slimmest of margins you get these roles. I don't care if you're Leonardo DiCaprio. Unless you are pre-cast, it's the slimmest of margins.
Could be that one thing.
I can't tell you how many times I and many actors like myself have been used to help an actor lower their price. Well, hey, well, we could hire you, or we hire this guy that I could pay a quarter of what I pay you. So the actor really wants to do the part. They know the actor really wants to do the part, so they end up going lower to a lower price. Actors get used like this stuff for all stuff.
Oh,
all
yes,
the time.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So if I'm one of the people on the outside who does not care about climate change and all that, these things, they're not going to bring, like, all of a sudden, wow, Jason Momoa cut his hair. I'm definitely going to care now. Please don't take this as I'm making light of what they're doing. I appreciate that they care. I appreciate they're trying to do
something.
It's
coming from a sincere place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I understand, too, that, hey, we've tried everything and it's not working. People still don't care about the planet. How are we going to get them to care? Mm-hmm. Got to try different stuff. You got creative people here. They're going to try something different.
Right, exactly.
I don't begrudge that because, hey, if it had worked, then we're all really happy that they tried this.
Exactly.
But I would like to see the effort, the energy, the time put into more creative things that may actually result to more people caring. I think one of the ways that you reach people that don't care about this is quit preaching. Quit talking down to people. Nobody in human history has ever appreciated being talked down to. Mm-hmm. Get people to get in on this. You know, reach, make olive branch, build a bridge to this stuff. The days of just like, hey, either like it or don't. We don't care. Not with this subject. Not with most subjects anymore. We can't afford to do that. No. So if people aren't going to care, we have to find ways to get them engaged.
How about putting an example out there. Mm. What are they going to lose?
Right.
What are you going to lose personally if what we think is going to happen happens? There's going to be a lot of things you don't even know about that you're not going to be able to do anymore.
Right.
Because the planet's on fire. See, so, I mean, even if you have to do it at a very personal level like that, look at that. You know, yeah, you like going to visit Miami. Guess what? Miami's going to be underwater. Okay.
Right.
It's not going to be there anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's come on, you know.
We're not even going to be able to say 50 states much longer because we'll be down to 47 or 48 or something like that with California or Florida. It's a race to see which one goes.
Go underwater first, right?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Florida, but I mean, that's not something we take lightly. I mean, that's that's a heck of a lot of people. That's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. You like some of the food you eat now? Guess what? Some of that's going to be gone because we can't grow it anymore.
I mean, if you took away one of those states, economically, export-wise, import-wise, all that, I mean...
Can you imagine?
I literally can't even wrap my mind around that, so...
California has the fourth largest economy on the planet.
On the planet.
California does.
Man.
Come on.
We're just talking about stuff sinking into the ocean, not even talking about over Earth.
All the other stuff,
high temperatures and all this stuff and everything. Yeah, what it does to our crops, our farmers.
Migration.
Yeah, do you care about ag industry? Do you care about farmers?
Yeah.
If you do, you should give a damn about the planet, I think. Like, what does it take at this point?
Yeah.
I'm not even asking people. We're not talking about like in the 60s or something like that where we're asking people to go tie themselves to a tree or something like that or not bathe for months. I don't know. None of that stuff, man. We're talking about the darn rock that we're on.
Yes.
And giving a damn about it.
Yep.
Just making some effort towards it.
Yep.
And not just talking recycling. I mean, I'm talking a true effort towards like making the planet better.
As much as we can do as individuals, we need to be able to do it as a mass. We have to do it as a community of everybody. Every single human being on the planet, we have to do it.
This falls on all of us.
Yep.
Jerry Springer is sorry, everybody. Jerry Springer is very sorry. He wants you to know how sorry he is.
Okay.
Most people want to feel that when they finally exit life, they've left the world a slightly better place. Jerry Springer is worried about the opposite of that. On a podcast called Behind the Velvet Rope, he said, quote, "I just apologize. I'm so sorry. What have I done? I've ruined the culture." He added, quote, "I just hope hell isn't hot because I burn easy. I'm very light complected, and that kind of worries me."
Oh, my gosh.
I was not a gigantic fan of the Jerry Springer Show, but like most anybody, I saw bits and pieces of it and everything.
Did. Yeah.
I will say I've always thought he was very good at whatever he does, he's pretty good at it, especially being in the public eye.
Yes, he was. It should not surprise anyone that Jerry Springer, before he got his talk show, was actually in politics.
Right. He was mayor of Ohio? Or
Cincinnati or something?
Cincinnati.
Mayor of Cincinnati,
He was in Ohio.
Yeah.
The mayor of Ohio. Yeah, I knew better.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, right. Another interesting thing here, Netflix is going live. And they got Chris Rock to be the first artist to do it.
Hmm.
Sometime earlier next year, he'll perform a live comedy special. It's not titled yet, but it'll stream globally. An executive over at Netflix said, "We're thrilled the entire world will be able to experience a live Chris Rock comedy event and be a part of Netflix history. This will be an unforgettable moment, and we're so honored that Chris is carrying the torch." There's nothing like live comedy. It's fantastic.
It is. I love it.
I really, I love being, going to live comedy shows. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to watch this. That sounds really cool. I don't know if Netflix know what they have done. They have a lot of people that they're going to be going to for this over the years, and there are going to be some comedians that I don't think they know what they're signing up for. I do think they know what they're doing with Chris Rock, especially after the Oscars and everything.
The whole thing, yeah.
Chris Rock has not really touched on this, and when he has, it's been during his live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to think that this is the one, at least a lot of people are going to be assuming this is where he's going to finally dive into that topic.
Address it, yeah.
So they're going to watch for that reason alone.
Yeah, it was a canny decision to have him do it. I still think that Netflix has no idea what they're doing.
Oh, I agree.
They have never had any idea what they were doing. I'm wondering, with the recent price increase, yeah. I know they're starting to lose people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I know this is one of the things they're going to try to bring people back. But I honestly, I don't see what where they can go from here.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next 5 or 10 years it gets bought out or taken over by another conglomerate, another streaming service.
I think you're right.
If anything, just because they keep... I mean, they keep mucking it up. It's their own fault. It's that their own devices that they keep doing this.
It's never going to be profitable. It is never going to be profitable.
Hulu didn't come around that much shorter than Netflix, mm-hmm. and Hulu has been profitable. Hulu mm-hmm. has done a really good job with their streaming services and the connections they've made with bigger channels like ABC and Fox and all that. And so it's not as if it's impossible to do. And Netflix had a head start.
They were the first.
They had a huge head start ahead of anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of cracking down on users, like people like, I have an account and so-and-so uses my account or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that cheap couple of bucks that you're doing, the PR you lost in that in general is killing your company. I would not, if there's a streaming service I would not buy stock in, it is Netflix. Like, I like Netflix. I want them to be around. I use Netflix. I enjoy their
programming.
Yeah, they
make some really good programs.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm saying this as a fan, as somebody who doesn't want to see them do this. Get it right. Look at what's new in theaters this weekend. Limited release for Sam and Kate, rated R. It's a romantic drama starring Dustin Hoffman and his real-life son, Jake Hoffman, with Sissy Spacek as her real-life daughter, and her real-life daughter, Schuller Fisk. What a cool combination of father and son of these legends of the acting with doing this with their kids. And it's Sam returns to his hometown to take care of his dad, then falls in love with Kate. The parents fall in love, too, and so it's that kind of... It sounds like a nice story.
It does. And come on, Sissy Spacek.
Yeah.
Sissy Spacek sighting. Come on.
Yeah, we don't get to see her much anymore.
We don't get to see her much anymore. Come on.
Rated PG-13, The Fablemans. Steven Spielberg wrote and directed this as a semi-autobiographical story about his life growing up in his first years as a director. It's about an aspiring filmmaker named Sammy who uses the power of films to understand his dysfunctional family and the people around him. Sammy is played by Gabriel LaBelle from the Showtime series American Gigolo. Michelle Williams, Paul Dano, and Seth Rogen are all in this as well. Seth Rogen actually plays his dad. That's kind of cool. I wonder how he felt about that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
This is the point of your career. Enjoy it, man. And, of course, the big one coming out, it already really hit theaters, Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
What?
Yeah.
That's coming out today.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
Marvel decided against recasting the role of Black Panther with Chadwick Boseman's passing in 2020.
I still agree with that.
Me too. When an underwater civilization led by the anti-hero Neymar threatens the surface world and tries to take advantage of their loss, a new female hero rises to wear the Black Panther suit. All your favorite people from the original, of course, outside of Mr. Boseman, mm-hmm. are a part of this one. Martin Freeman is in it, and the big new name that's hitting playing Neymar, Tenoch Huerta.
I'm not sure how to pronounce his name.
Tenoch, I believe.
Yeah.
I've heard it said, but he's from Narcos Mexico and The Forever Purge. He is an incredibly good actor. And like a lot of these people, we saw this with the young lady playing Amon, playing Miss Marvel, or Tom Holland when he first got cast as Spider-Man. They're kids. They're instant kids again. The reactions and the way they are with these things. I want to get into this more with you, Seth, during an episode of Director's Cut.
Yeah.
But I have something to say to the Martin Scorsese's, to the Quentin Tarantino's, to those directors out there. Two directors that I would walk out of this building right now to go do a bit part in. Two of the actors I look up, two directors I look up to and I would give anything for. I actually have auditioned for their movies before and everything. I have all the respect in the world for. At the same time, get over yourselves. I'm sorry. Get over yourselves. Get over your idea of what cinema is, what film is. I know that a lot of people are tired of the superhero movies, the overabundance of them, the overabundance of Star Wars stuff and all these things.
Sure.
I get it, and I even feel a little of it myself, even though I am a gigantic fan of all of those.
Yeah.
I watched the TV show Andor that is on Disney right now. It's like a prequel to Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah.
And it's just a Star Wars TV show. It's nothing that legendary or gigantic or anything. But the way they are filming it is so incredible to me. It's like a period piece. It's like a Star Wars period piece. And the last episode, no spoilers here, but Andy Serkis and Stellan Skarsgård, two actors you've never heard anybody say anything bad about as far as their acting skills and all that.
Top notch.
Within 15 minutes, those two give two separate scenes, two different monologues. I get goosebumps thinking about it, man. Two of the greater monologues I've ever heard in TV history. History.
Right.
That doesn't happen without this stuff. Mm-hmm. Those actors, both those guys, yep. Not household names, maybe they find work elsewhere, but there's not as many opportunities, and they're damn sure ain't a Disney paycheck sitting there waiting for them. So if you care about this art, if you care about this craft, even if you don't like that stuff, you would think you'd be, okay, it's not for me, but hey, more power to you. You're keeping our industry alive. Yeah. Because guess what people aren't doing? Seeing a three-hour movie, Martin Scorsese, The Irishman. How many people watch that? How many people?
Yep.
How many? Quentin Tarantino's talking about retiring from directing and all this. So, you know, I find it begrudging what he says. Tim Burton, what they've said. It's like they feel like they have to come out and say something and to talk down about this. Where there's so many great. Who's going to talk badly about J.J. Abrams? Everybody's wants him to be a part of their things.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman, when he was alive, was one of the greatest living actors we had in the world. This stuff matters. This stuff is important. If you don't care about any of that stuff, the economic impact it has.
Oh, my gosh.
They film these in different towns and different cities all across the world, especially here in the U.S.
A normal Marvel movie employs, what, 7,000 people?
Yeah.
One movie.
7,000 jobs, people.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So the idea of, I don't like these movies. They're hurting cinema. La, la, la. Like, get over yourself. You know how many people are going to go see your movies because they're already going to see these movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? Get over yourself.
I had one quick note because you really brought it with talking about the performances. It's become, and Marvel started this, and I think Star Wars is going this way, they're making movies that just happen to be in the Marvel universe, happen to be in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And they realize, you know what, you can just attach some familiar names here and that for about the world you're in, but guess what, you can make your own movie.
Exactly.
And you can make it good. There you go.
The thing that's so disappointing to me about it, too, is these are people who were rebels. Scorsese, when he came out, was a rebel. Nobody wanted him to do Taxi Driver.
Yeah, Tarantino, huge rebel.
Humongous rebel.
Yeah.
So you would think that these guys would get it, that these are directors, filmmakers, screenwriters, actors that are pushing the envelope and going a little bit of a different direction. And if people are going to see it, then who begrudges it?
Yeah.
I don't like reality TV, but if people are watching and enjoying it,
who
more
cares?
Power to you. Enjoy it. It's entertainment. It's what it's for.
Thank you for this preview of Director's Cut.
You got it. There you go, everybody. There you go.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
We're going to get to Melissa's news in a second, but before we do that, we have been having a lot of fun with our friends from Quality Food, Seth, doing this turkey trivia and getting a bunch of qualifiers that we're getting for this turkey trivia turkey giveaway.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be getting all the rest of the names today and the rest of next week.
Yeah.
We're going to get all of our qualifiers, and we're going to give away a turkey on Monday the 21st. We're going to pull one of those names, and there'll be a winner of a 14 to 18 pound turkey from Quality Foods. Here is your question for today, everyone. This one's a little bit trickier, so pay attention. What is the most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Wisconsin?
Oh, there you go.
The most popular Thanksgiving side dish in Wisconsin.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Give us an answer, and you'll be an instant qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
You win this big turkey. It's a 14, 18 pound turkey.
14 to 18 pound turkey. Yeah. That ain't hay.
Right on. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer or qualifier?
Good morning, James.
Good morning, sir. What's your answer?
I would say stuffing.
No, that is not correct. That is number two on the list. Thanks for playing, Gary.
Thank you for playing, Gary. Always good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for the time. Somebody wants to call up 424-2600. Take another shot at this.
So you have one thing. Stuffing is number two, so that's not the answer.
Okay, but that made it a little easier.
That made it a little bit easier. So 424-2600. Call up right now, everybody. There's still a chance to be a qualifier for the big turkey.
Yeah, I don't think you got to overthink this one, everybody. Think
local.
Think local.
What do you like?
Yes.
Think about your own Thanksgiving dinner. You are a Wisconsinite, after all.
Right. And I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin, if you try to have turkey without this side dish, you will be fined. I think you get a fine, a pretty hefty one, too, I'm pretty sure. It's a very popular thing in this area. One of our bigger... You know,
it is. No,
import, I'm export kind of
throughout
things.
The Midwest. It's very, very popular.
Yes,
actually, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point.
How much of a clue do we want to give here?
Well, we'll see.
We do have a caller.
We have ourselves a qualifier here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Cranberries.
No.
Oh, so close. And that would have been my guess for what
it's on the list.
That would have been my guess. That would good guess. Thank you for calling.
The way you guys were sitting there.
I know. But we can't tell it. We're trying. I'm bad at this. That's what I'll say. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate you.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I will give, since we got two that you don't know now, I'm going to give you one clue that that a lot of people who listen to the show will know. Not James' favorite dish. Not James' favorite dish. Okay, we'll see if we got one here.
Good morning. What's your answer?
Green bean casserole.
Good choice.
That's a good choice, but again, not correct.
Yeah, not correct.
Thank you for that. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. We got a stumper on this one.
This was a tough one. And we got to get a qualifier, so we got to go ahead and keep taking
these. Let's keep going, guys.
424-2600. Let's see if we got one here.
All right.
Good morning. What's your answer?
Potatoes.
Yeah! Mashed potatoes!
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Can I get your first name, sir?
It is Bob.
Bob, thank you so much for listening and playing along and having some patience there, Bob. You hung in there. Thank you for that. Nicely done. Bob, what town are you calling us from?
Buren.
Buren, all right. Yeah. We love our people in Buren. That's great. Thank you for that, Bob. Do us a favor. Hang on the line. I'm going to get some information from us. But you are you're our qualifier for this turkey. Keep on listening, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it. And yes, and be listening on Monday, November 21st, when we will grab our winner to see who wins this 14-18-pound turkey from our great friends at Quality Foods IGA. Mm-hmm. Be sure to buy local, support local, visit our friends over at Quality Foods IGA whenever you get a chance for your shopping needs.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:37 on the clock. Hope you're having a groovy day out there. We got some good stuff lined up for you. We're going to go into science now.
Science!
She blinded me with science. Here is a quick rundown of this week in science. The oldest known sentence written in the first alphabet was discovered in Israel.
Whoa!
On a comb used for removing lice from people's hair. They were able to actually, it's so cool how they did this.
That is so awesome.
They were able to actually not only figure out that this was a comb, but they found it out because they were able to read this sentence. And the sentence reads, "May this tusk root out the lice of hair and the beard."
Wow.
That's what the sentence says there.
That's what the sentence says.
It's not only one of the oldest artifacts we've ever found, but it's certainly obviously the oldest kind of thing
kind
like
of
this
with writing on it. Yes.
Yeah. Now they did some years before that come across my toothbrush, and it's made of ivory and it's about 3,700 years old.
Wow.
Incredible, man.
Incredible.
It's really something.
What a story. That's awesome. That is so cool.
Archaeologists found a huge tunnel under a temple in Egypt and think it might lead to Cleopatra's tomb. Her Roman lover, Mark Anthony, might be there as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine making that discovery? That would be amazing.
Really, really.
Remarkable.
I do have to say, I hope that when it comes to some of these discoveries that they're talking about here, that they are left with the people that own them. That are not, shouldn't say own them, but of their culture.
I agree.
There is a lot to be said and a days of conversation we could have when it comes to people. We could just talk about the British Museum alone.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about different artifacts that should be with their people.
Shouldn't be there, right.
Yeah, yeah. The idea that... you can use it as an excuse. Well, it was a different time. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. That's not an excuse. That's not a fair excuse.
Not for that.
Not,
no,
not
sorry.
A legitimate excuse.
No.
Yeah, we also used to smoke in airplanes.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. We learned it's stupid that we don't do that anymore. Like, there's a lot of things we used to do that we don't do. The idea of it just used to be the way. Like, yeah. That's not an excuse.
Yeah,
and explains some things. It's context, right. Sure, but it's not an excuse.
I'm going to make some things that may offend all of our British listeners.
Yeah.
That we.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, but the I think it's been a long decline for England about the whole empire thing, and I think people still are fighting against that.
Yeah.
That it's been gone for over 70, 80 years, whatever, when the empire finally started to break up. Come on, guys. Get over it, please.
If you think America has some work to do as far as you know, owning its history.
We certainly do.
England is horrible about this. Horrible. And I have English friends, and I talk, and they
exactly.
feel the same
yes,
way.
They do.
I'm really repeating what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've never spent a moment in England, so yep. I can't say anything. But I can say what they tell me. And they tell me, even as little kids, they'd be going to the British Museum and looking at some of these things and be like, that ain't right. That shouldn't be here.
Something feels wrong
That's
about
a religious
this.
Artifact. That
yeah.
should be with its people. I mean, yep. Nigeria. Nigerians alone, you could just, even if you just focused on Nigerians and the British, like mm-hmm. just that alone, let alone all the other different creeds and cultures that they,
you got it.
Quote unquote, conquered.
Yeah.
Genocide is not conquering a country. Not, you know, exploring is one thing. Committing genocide on other on other people is not explorer.
No.
Not explore, being an explorer or
no,
anything like
that. No, that's exploiting, not
yes,
exploring.
Yes, well said. Swiss scientists found the exact nerve groups that need to be stimulated to help people with spinal cord injuries walk again.
Whoa.
They already knew delivering shocks to the spine can help people regain some function. Now they know more about how it works, which could lead to further breakthroughs.
Can you imagine?
The people that know about this in that world will tell you they believe that in our lifetimes there could be a point where we can cure 80% of
paralysis.
Paralysis. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's remarkable, man.
Can you even imagine how wow?
Just
that's
incredible.
Amazing.
Just incredible.
Incredible.
And two patients in the UK became the first to receive transfusions of artificial blood made in a lab. Each only got a few teaspoons worth. If it's safe, it could be used for people with rare blood types and help treat blood disorders.
Again. These are all game changing things. This is amazing.
In a better world, in a perfect yep. world, you guys would already know this stuff. You wouldn't need me to ramble about it in a little silly segment here on our morning show. For most people out there, they're just hearing this stuff.
Yep. I did. I've never heard any of this yet.
Ask,
this is the first time.
Ask more of your news. Ask more of your major news networks. All right? Like, demand more from them. Demand the real stories. I don't need to hear about this politician and that politician, et cetera, or this celebrity and that celebrity or anything like that. I don't care. If I want to know that stuff, I'll look it up myself. There's this thing called the internet now. I can find out anything I want. Tell
right.
us this stuff. Talk about these things, these gigantic, literally game-changing things going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it doesn't bring eyeballs and advertisers. Do your job as a journalist and get news out there.
Yes, absolutely. And this is like all for everybody, for all of humanity. This
yeah.
is stuff that everyone should be interested in and finding out about because this could change things for everybody.
Just incredible, man. That's really something.
That's an amazing block of news.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. We will take a break right here and digest all of that. We'll Ooh. Come back with a Vinny Wright story and some more fun right here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, serious comedy to start your day. Seth and James here with you. It is 9:46 on the clock. We appreciate the time, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll touch on some local veterans events going on in this area before we wrap up today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, want to touch on this, Seth. Get right into it right now before we get to our That Ain't Right story and good stories of the day. Let's remind people about the great Green Bay giveaway.
New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway is mm-hmm. happening as we speak, everybody. We have drop box locations at four different places in this area, and we want you to go and enter to win two tickets to the January 1st game between the Packers and the Vikings. I honestly, when we did this, I thought the teams would be the opposite of where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea the Vikings were going to be like this right now, or the Packers, to be honest. I didn't think they would have this. But it's going to be a good game either way, and it's a great way to start the year. So go ahead, register to win at the four locations. I'll give those to you in just a minute. You can register to win a $50 gift card from each of those businesses, and then you are a qualifier for the grand prize. Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome is one of the places. Also, La Taqueria and Jennings in Rapids. And the Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. All places you love. All places you're going to go to anyway. So go ahead and check that out. Registration will close on November 28th. And the winner will be announced on November 30th. One registration per person per location.
Get in on this, everybody.
Yeah.
There's club seats. I mean, it's a really cool event. Buy local, support local when you're stopping by these places to get your name in that Dropbox. Go ahead and purchase some things and talk to the staff and the people there. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yep.
Have fun.
Get something warm to drink because you're going to need it.
That's a good story. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's
a thermos
good story.
Of cocoa when you're there.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. Good call. Yeah. That's a good story. Let's get to a That Ain't Right story. For most of the past 6 months, baby formula has been very difficult to find in most of the country. But apparently, some people have been able to track it down. Three Romanian women were recently arrested in northern Utah in connection with what police say is a nationwide baby formula theft ring.
What?
Yeah, they stole baby formula from target locations in multiple states, and in one case, an employee caught them filming or filing a large plastic tote with over $2,000 worth of baby formula. Overall, they stole more than $23,000 worth of formula. It's unclear if that's just these women or the whole crime ring.
Wow.
The women had been charged with felony retail theft and contributing to the delinquency of a minor because they had a 15-year-old girl with them.
Oh, dear.
It's unclear what they were doing with the formula, whether they were capitalizing on the shortage by selling it themselves, or if it was a bigger operation in the U.S. Or internationally. It's also unclear how they were able to find so much, since most stores have been in very short supply, and most of the available products are being kept at the front counter or in locked cabinets. Catch Me If You Can immediately pops in my head. And for those that don't know the movie, it's based on a true story about the greatest, basically counterfeiter that we've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was finally caught, because he wanted to be caught, really, when he was finally caught, he flipped the script and started working for our government and helping them find, holes in the, being able to tell the difference of a signature and this signature and all those things. So much of what we know now started there from that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we, along with these people paying their crimes, maybe picking their brains a little bit and finding out how they got this formula or where they're getting it or how they did this and everything.
I think they're probably going to be doing that because if they think there's a larger thing going on here, I'm sure they're going to try to find out as much
as
they
can. Well, that's crime 101.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I bring in the small fish so that I can get the big fish, and so if that's what it takes, because there are a handful of things in life that are just like an instant, like, well, good luck. I hope you like warm weather kind of thing. Because, man, there are certain things you don't steal from. You don't steal from churches. You don't steal from nonprofits. And you don't take from babies.
You don't take food from babies.
You don't take food from babies. Like, what are we doing? Of all the sentences I have to say on the air that I feel like are pretty, understandable.
Yeah.
What the what, man?
But again, I mean, it just kind of speaks to where things are at with that. There's going to be people who always exploit these situations because they can, and they're able to do it. And that's kind of what we're dealing with here. So
if the story was three Romanian women tried to steal formula for their children, like it's a whole different story.
Whole different thing,
very
right?
Very different thing.
Yeah.
I know a little of this world, and I will tell you, there is no way under the sun that they were doing this because they were worried about getting enough formula for themselves.
$23,000 worth?
I know babies go through a lot of formula.
Not that much.
That ain't right, man. There is some bad karma coming near from that one.
Oof.
Yeah, along with a jail sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need a palate cleanser here. Let's get to some good stories.
All right.
A kid fell through the second floor of a building in China last week after a random guy out shopping ran in to save the day. It wasn't a clean catch, but he broke the kid's fall, so they weren't seriously hurt.
Oh.
The guy did suffer some injuries to his hand, but the kid is okay.
Wow.
And he has a story to tell.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But just that little bit was able to save both of them. They weren't hurt or anything that seriously. That's a great story.
16 dolphins got stranded on a beach in Nova Scotia, Canada last Friday, but people in the area heard about it on social media, rushed in with shovels, tarps, and sleds, and saved all 16 of them.
Wow.
One report said over 100 people showed up, even high school students and kids were there hanging out and trying to help.
Wow.
They actually,
wait, even high school gets, hey.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed a little unnecessary.
That's a little much, yeah. Guys.
Yeah. I will say that's pretty cool. It's actually kind of amazing. And we pick on social media a lot. You've got to give credit where it's due sometimes. It is a quick way of getting something like that to happen.
It's communication. That's right. Yep.
In other animal news, America's largest no-kill shelter opened in Alabama. We talked about this earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on a 100-acre property where greyhounds used to be trained to race. The owners say they'll be able to save about 5,000 dogs every year.
Wow.
When we were doing the story, we were talking about it too. One of the real unique things they're able to do with this is if we have a kill shelter here in Wisconsin and we want to save those dogs, they'll take them. Like, if they got room, they'll take them. And mm-hmm. part of the point of having such a 100-acre property is to be able to say, hey, come one, come all. Mm-hmm. It's going to become a sanctuary, essentially.
Sanctuary, basically, yeah.
I think if it hasn't already gotten that name or that title, yeah. I think it will in the years to come.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Two identical twin brothers from England ran seven marathons in 7 days for a good cause. One survived a fire last year and had PTSD, so they did it to raise awareness about mental health. They flew to New York and ran the first six on their own. Then they finished with the New York Marathon this past Sunday.
Wow. Seven. That's insane. Sorry.
It really
how
is.
How you do that? I don't know how you do that.
I know people that are in amazing shape that would struggle to do that.
To do one marathon. Get set. My goodness.
That's really cool.
It's very cool, though, yes.
And I hope it helped that one gentleman with his PTSD. Mm-hmm. I really hope it did. And just a couple of more. Just a couple more. A guy in Texas immediately proposed to his girlfriend after finding her engagement ring in tornado rubble. Their house was destroyed, so he told her about the ring. And an entire junior college softball team showed up to help look for the ring. One of them found it under 2 inches of dirt, and he got down on one knee. His girlfriend has been waiting 7 years for him to propose and joked that it was about darn time, and she didn't say darn. He thanked the softball team and joked, quote, "When you tell 20 girls someone is going to get engaged, if they find a ring, they're about to find it." They were not going to not find that
ring. They will not be denied.
I think one of the most... You've heard me say this many times. I genuinely believe this. This is not just me, you know, puffing our chest as human beings or anything like that. I genuinely believe in all of the universe, there is nothing stronger, nothing more indestructible than the human spirit.
Okay.
These kind of stories are the reason I say stuff like that. This didn't change 100 lives. It didn't save a bunch of things. They weren't donating to a nonprofit or something like that. But this is what humanity is. Not only helping each other, but making the most of tragedy. It's an incredibly horrible situation to lose everything you have.
Right.
To be in that. Most of us will never know what that is like, thankfully. When they look back years and years from now, when they're celebrating their 20th anniversary, 30th anniversary, these things, they will think of those moments and they will have they will think a little bit more positive of it than they would have been just negative.
Yes.
They found a positive in the darkness. They didn't just find a ring in that rubble. They found hope in that rubble.
There you go.
I don't care if that sounds corny or Hallmark to anybody. We need more of that in our world nowadays. We become too cynical. And that's coming from me. I'm saying that. You know it's bad if I'm saying that.
Jaded James here is saying it. Come on.
Even I'm saying it. Like, look, let's have a little hope out there, people. That's a damn cool story. And a couple from Minnesota just celebrated their 10th anniversary with a road trip. They stopped at a Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas and found a 1.9-carat diamond in the dirt.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Here's your 10th anniversary present, honey.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look what I paid for. Look what I bought. What I bought this. I swear I bought. You didn't buy that. I swear.
We're finding rings. We're finding diamonds. I'm going to start digging somewhere because I think I'm going to find something.
Found an old comb. get digging.
A really old comb.
Get some shovels and start digging.
Well, that's all we need is a bunch of holes.
That's exactly what would happen to. Yep. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Don't do that. Don't dig up my potatoes.
Blame me if that happens. A 10-year-old cat in Pennsylvania named Q-Tip. Great name.
Great name.
Went missing in November of 2020 and just showed back up 2 years later.
Of course.
The owner says she just walked in the door like nothing happened.
Isn't that like a cat thing to do? Yeah.
She thought it was weird when on the cat's butt it had a bunch of like, Cairo and
stickers, and the old travel stickers.
Istanbul, yeah. Travel stickers all over. And finally, of these good stories that we have here, a couple in Northern California noticed that one hummingbird in their yard hadn't flown south for the winter, and they knew it wouldn't survive. So they managed to trap it and drove it 500 miles south before setting it free. Whoa! Look, I know the stereotype of Canadians being really nice. Like, I know how that is and stuff, but I mean, that's taking it really another step.
They did take it another step there. Wow.
I thought for sure they were going to say, and they put, created a little thing for themselves.
And they nursed it health or something. Yeah, something
like that or whatever. Or gave it to a conservationist or something.
Right, yeah.
Talk about taking the matter into your own hands.
Wow.
That is a road trip. 500 miles to do that.
Good, you know those Canadians.
Hey, good on them.
Yeah.
Way to go there, eh?
Yeah.
Way to go there.
Yeah, take off there.
Yeah, good stuff. One more time, I did want to go over our Veterans Day celebrations here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kicking off in about an hour, the Veterans Day ceremony at East Junior High School Fieldhouse. Please use the 6th Street entrance for that. Ceremony is followed by the chili feed at the American Legion Post 9 at 140 Love Street. At 1 o'clock, the Wood County Veterans Memorial Ceremony will take place at the Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center at 16th Street South. And the spaghetti dinner wraps everything up today, 4:30 to 7 at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at the VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids.
Very nice.
If you can attend all these, if you can attend one of them,
doesn't matter.
There's other ways. If you're busy today and you're not able to be a part of any of these ceremonies, there are all year long, there are veterans ceremonies or different things going on.
Yeah.
You have your orange blossoms. You have different like blood drives that they host. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways to show your appreciation.
There's the memorial.
Yes.
You go check out the memorial down there by the courthouse.
I can't drive past that and not look at it, not think about it, let alone when I'm actually walking around that area or anything. It's
something
beautiful.
As simple as that. Yeah.
But one more time, thank you to all of our veterans. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoy this day. You have a good, positive day.
Some free food.
Good hanging out with you, Seth.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, all of you, for hanging out with us. You guys have a great weekend. Take care and stick it right here. Stay right here at, Steph says it so much better.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.